Well, good morning. It is June 23rd, 2022, and welcome again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Deuteronomy. We're going to finish the chapter that we started yesterday in Deuteronomy, chapter 28, picking up in verse 20 to the end of the chapter. And we're going to read Psalm 119, again, the largest chapter in the entire Bible, picking up in verse 25 to verse 48. Then Isaiah 55 and Matthew chapter 3. So let's get in the Word. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Picking up in verse 20 and to the end of the chapter. verse 20. If I'm in the right spot. Oh, yeah. 28, verse 20. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. And the Lord shall make thy pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with fever and with an inflammation and with extreme burning and with a sword and with blasting and with mildew. And they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And the Lord shall make the rain of the land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. And the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies, and thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed unto the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth and unto the man, and no man shall fray with them. The Lord will smite thee with botch of Egypt and with the emerods and with the scabies and with the itch, and wherefore thou canst not be healed. And the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in the darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. And thou shalt be betrothed a wife, and another man shall lie with her. And thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. And thou shalt plant a vineyard, and thou shalt not gather in the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. And thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and they shall be restored to thee. And the sheep shall be given unto thy servants, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto one another and other people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thy hand, and the fruit of thy land, and all the laborers shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. Thou shalt, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou see. And the Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, and from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. And the Lord shall bring thee and thy kings which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations, whether the Lord will lead thee. And thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, and thou shalt gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. And thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but thou shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. And thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast his fruit, and thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not rejoice over them. And they shall go into the captivity, all of the trees and the fruit of the land, with that shall the locust consume. And the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. And he shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him, and shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. And moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not under the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be wonder, as they shall be unto thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he has destroyed thee. And the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not be regard the person of old, nor show the favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of the cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shalt thou not leave thee neither corn or oil or wine or in the increase of thy kind or flocks of thy sheep until he has destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body and flesh of thy sons and thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil towards his brother and towards the wife of his bosom and towards the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. And so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not have ventured to set the sole of her foot upon the ground of the delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be towards evil, and the husband of her bosom, and towards her son, and towards her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thy enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all thy words of the law that are written in the book, that thou mayest fear the glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great, and plagues and of the long countenance, and sore sickness and of long countenance. And moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. And every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of the heaven of the multitudes, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among thy people from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. Thy life shall hang in the doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear the day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt against his with ships, and by the way whereof I spake unto thee, and thou shalt see it no more again, and there shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwoman, and no man shall buy you. Woo! That was Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20 to the end of the chapter. Let's move on over to Psalm 119. We're going to pick up in verse 25 and read until verse 48. Psalm 119, verse 25, Dolleth, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts, so I shall talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of the lying, and grant me the law of graciousness. I have chosen the way of truth, and thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck even unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of the commandments, even when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hey, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep them unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go into the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto the testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed for thy precepts. Quicken me in righteousness. Vav, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even the salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy commandments, and so shall I keep the law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies and before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. That was Psalm 119, verse 25 to 48. Let's move on over to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah 55 today. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and ye that hath no money, come ye buy it and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. And wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which it satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline thine ear, and come unto me, and hear, your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have come and given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while ye may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the upright and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing thereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. That was Isaiah chapter 55. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And then the same John had his raiment of camel hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. And then went out of him Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the tree, wherefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with the water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he had baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. That was Matthew chapter 3 and the end of our Bible reading for June 23rd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Make sure to leave a comment or leave a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that off because the 200th day of the year in Bible reading is rapidly approaching. But that said, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Lord in heaven, thank you so much for this word. Nourish us with it. Grow us, Lord, as a result. And Lord, may you get all of the glory for everything that transpires. Lord, pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow morning, Lord willing.